We have people of all ages that listen to this program. We've even had 10-year-olds listen to the program and call in. But I want to take various stages in 10-year increments here, John. Yeah. What would you tell tonight a 20-year-old about his or her health and what they need to do? A 20-year-old.
A 20-year-old, I would say when you're 20, you feel like you're going to live forever. You're invincible and immortal. And you're also learning, you're becoming a productive adult in the world. 20 is a risky time. You got to be careful because you haven't yet found most 20-year-olds haven't yet found their niche in the world, their place. So be careful. Don't take any crazy chances. Unsafe sex, drinking and driving, violence, those are the biggest risks for 20-year-olds. And know that you're just the same way you're going to start to make a retirement fund so that you can have an enjoyable older age. Understand that your body is also your retirement fund, and you've got to start to take care of it now so that when you get to be 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, that you won't be paying the price for not respecting your body now. So realize that you are mortal and that you do have to pay attention to what's really going to be good for you.
And, you know, so many 20-year-olds don't really realize that one day they will be 50 and 60 years old, and their lifestyle can reflect how long they're going to live.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true, George. You and I are there. At the same time, you're 20, and things are fun, and by God, have a good time. Have a wonderful time, but do it safely.
How about a 30-year-old? What would you tell them tonight?
30-year-old, now 30, you're starting to have a family, and you're starting to work very hard, getting stressed. The breadwinners are trying to get up in their professional lives. Moms at home are feeling a little bit isolated because they're taking care of their young children and they're not getting the adult contact. So I think it's a time of really intense responsibility. And the 30-year-old, I would say, make sure that you nurture yourself a little bit, because if you don't take care of yourself, then you're going to start to drift into ways of compensating with stress that are going to be bad for your health. There's going to be a risk of getting addicted to cigarettes or drinking too much, not exercising because you don't have time, because the kids need you or because your job needs you. So take care of yourself at age 30. You know, take some time for yourself. Make sure that you're getting the exercise. And make sure that your partner, that you and your partner are carving out enough time so that you can develop your relationship together and build that foundation to go through the rest of your lives together.
Now the 40-year-old.
Now the 40-year-old's starting to feel a little bit older. And the 40-year-old guys are starting to understand that heart disease is starting to become a real issue, and maybe they know somebody who had a heart attack. So for the guys, you got to watch heart disease, and it's so important. And the good news is that the things that you do to prevent heart disease are also the things that are going to prevent diabetes and stroke and, in many cases, cancer and depression. So that's when you're really, that's when you're turning the corner. You're leaving youth, and you can't count on the enormous margin of error that the young body has when it's not taken care of properly. You got to start to pay attention. So that's when you got to make sure that you're getting those 3 to 5 exercise sessions a week and that you're starting to move towards a healthier diet, because there's so much, it's so easy to eat fast food and to start eating all your meals out and forget that eating the fruits and vegetables and the lower salt diet, you get a lot of salt when you eat out in the restaurants, and you got to watch your calories a little bit because you're not as active as you were when you're a youngster and you start to put on weight. For the women, similar story. Women at age 40 aren't as much at risk of heart disease as men, but they've got to start to make sure that they're doing their breast self-exams, that they're getting the routine pap smears to make sure about breast and gynecological cancers. And for the women, they're starting to approach menopause, and that's an important time because you want to get enough exercise to keep your bones strong. Make sure you're getting enough calcium and vitamin D. Now, when you take calcium supplements, it's not the same kind of calcium issue that you were talking about, George.
Right.
It doesn't land in the inside of your arteries, so don't worry about that issue.
How about a 50-year-old? Here we are.
50-year-old, we're starting to get our knees creaky, And we're starting to realize that our bodies are aging and that we're driving a car with maybe 60 or 70,000 miles on it. Now we got to start to get a
And no warranty.
And no warranty. And in the, especially in the United States where we don't have universal health care. We can get back to that issue. But no warranty for many people, and that's really scary. And by the way, George, I want to talk about an email that I got from one of your listeners before the show started, a fellow who didn't have doesn't have health insurance, and he's in a real pickle. And I think it's really wonderful when you talk about taking some of the proceeds of your book and putting it back into your listeners who are needy. So health issues might be something, and I'd love to share that with you, maybe help you get people to better care. But anyway, the 50s, now we got to really start to be careful for the guys. Now we're really playing for keeps. We're not just playing theoretically about a healthy lifestyle. And you're going to think that cholesterol is the most important thing. Well, cholesterol is important for men in their 40s and 50s, but it's not as important as exercising. It's not as important as eating the healthy diet, as not smoking, and as watching out for the stress in your life. So you do want to, at age 50, you want to start to get your regular checkups. You do want to work with your doctor, make sure your blood pressure is okay, and that you're getting a cholesterol check occasionally to make sure that it's not off the charts. You do want to have that relationship with your doctor because you are going to get sick sometimes, and you're going to need medical care. And it's so important when you start to think about the medical system that is so broken with all this commercialism, have a primary care doctor, a family doctor or a general internist, but have a primary care doctor who you know, who understands you, who understands what your values are, and who you can go in and have a discussion about what kind of health care you need. Medicine isn't cookie cutter. Each of us is unique and individual and has unique needs. So have a good relationship with your doctor. And if your doctor's rushing you out, if your doctor just wants to give you pills, if your doctor's so busy talking to drug reps that he doesn't have time for you or she, then find a doctor who does.
Because absolutely.
It's so important. And the docs are getting pulled every which way. Look your doctor in the eye and say, Doc, you got to listen to me. I need your help and I need your advice. And let's work together as partners.
You know, using your car analogy, John, I've seen 25-year-old Mercedes that look great. They look gorgeous. I've seen 25-year-old Mercedes that are all decrepit and falling apart. People take care of them. They last for a long time.
Right. And they have a good mechanic when they have a 25-year-old car.
Absolutely.